This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. I mean, if you go there, you're going to be able to buy belts, which I have two belts of theirs now that are outstanding. Everyday carry belts, tactical belts, whatever kind you need. Gun belt. Got the gun belt. Got the assaulter belt. That's a nice one. Contact series, that's a bunch of chest rigs that are going to work just beautifully, very modular in design. Of course, the holsters, normally three particular trims, XST, OSH, and SOC. And, of course, different ways to carry your ammunition and a bunch of different ways to hook all of this stuff together. It's like a bunch of Legos. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Right now, we're in the middle of luxurating in some delicious irony, fueled by some very unhinged Democrats. And it's fueling, not paralyzing, our president, and energizing, not intimidating, his supporters. Those numbers, by the way, are growing. The entire leftist establishment, from the cultural crybabies to the leftist campus snowflakes to the fake stream media, to the leading Democratic politicians. They're having a nervous breakdown that's so deliciously ugly and self-defeating. Now, these bullies have been doing for years what they're now falsely accusing Trump and the Republicans of doing. They're the ones who try to suppress speech, who act lawlessly and tyrannically, who undermine the democratic process, who breach the peace, and who disrupt our domestic tranquility. I saw some interviews with some college students out there in leftist la-la land after the election who were swallowing the left scaremongering narrative that America was on the verge of becoming a police state. They really thought that Trump might impose martial law, that he would suppress women's rights, that he would discriminate against minorities, and he would cause the stock market to crash immediately, and that he would start a nuclear war. This is the true low-info voter. They were told that they had nothing to fear from Trump regarding any of that, and that this was all a manufactured madness from the left, who were merely projecting. They were also told if they want to be vigilant against any group, they ought to watch the left, which is just getting warmed up for a four-year sustained temper tantrum. And it's just so beautifully simplistic. The left goes ballistic over Trump's election, warning of impending doom. Excuse me. This is sort of like when they get concealed carry somewhere. See, what I like about this is now for the first time ever, everybody gets to see the way they have done the gun control argument. With gun control, they've gotten out there and people have said, all right, we're going to have shall issue and concealed carry permits. And they'll pop up and say, there will be blood in the streets. There will be shootouts over parking spaces, over the last Barbie at Toys R Us. There'll be all kinds of shootings going on all over the place. And then they don't happen. Now, no sooner was he sworn in that they tried to fulfill their own prophecy by staging phony protests about the horrors of Trump, that he somehow or other, through some sorcery, is already visiting on the nation. And they lied in their prophecy, and they are lying to create the false appearance that their warnings have been validated. They are behaving like petulant children, unwilling even to accept the legitimacy of the election, much less give Trump a chance to prove them wrong. And that, all of this is inexcusable. So let me give you a rundown of the outrages so far. The Women's March on Washington was to protest Trump's vulgarity and policy noxiousness, but it actually pitted women against men, celebrated and glorified the killing of innocent unborn children, and provided a forum of morally and mentally disturbed celebrities, such as Madonna, to utter their own vulgarities and thoughts of violent acts. Do they ever consider the embarrassing hypocrisy of their promoting and committing violence in the name of protesting violence? Then there was what happened at Berkeley. That rationale, Yiannopoulos' message, which ridicules and condemns leftist duplicity, especially on free speech, incites violence, and the only violence it incites comes from them. Acting Attorney General Sally Yates showed audacity and impropriety in refusing to enforce a legal order of the president's designed to protect American citizens. Now, what would the left have done if a Republican holdover had dared to defy an Obama order? And what would the media's response have been in that case? Militant loony Sarah Silverman, during the Berkeley riots, tweeted in effect that the military should overthrow Trump. Not to be outdone, her fellow Hollywood leftist libtard, Judd Apatow, tweeted in reference to the Berkeley riots, "This is just the beginning. When will all the fools who are still supporting Trump realize what is at stake?" I know what's at stake, Judd. Do you? A woman interrupted the confirmation vote of the Senate Judiciary Committee on the nominee for Attorney General Jeff Sessions with this outburst. "You further the nomination of a man who will not protect the vulnerable." House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says Trump's Supreme Court Justice nominee Neil Gorsuch has hostility toward children in school and children with autism. It's a very hostile appointment. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says Gorsuch is the reward to powerful interests who have tried to turn the Supreme Court into one more rigged game that works only for the rich and the powerful. That's the guy that they all voted for 10 years ago. That's just a few of their things. Their goal is to demonize, delegitimize, and emasculate Trump. And Republicans and conservatives, who will be much easier to do than Trump. But they're making them stronger and more popular. And the crazier they become, the more people will realize just who represents a threat in America, not Trump and the Republicans. And that's primarily going to be because of Trump's refreshing and bold actions so far, but because of the left irrationality and bad faith. Also, even formerly tentative and squishy Republicans are getting behind Trump to advance a long overdue remedial agenda to restore our greatness. I sincerely hope they keep at it. Please keep at it, left. Show every day exactly who you are. Because when you do that, you show how unnormal you are. Which, by the way, the normal is the mainstream, by the way. Just so you know, the mainstream is another term that you have confiscated and made your own. And we're going to take that back. I've already taken back liberal from you. I'm not going to call you liberal no more. You're the left. You're progressive. You're communists. I'm being kind, just calling you leftists. But every time you do it, this further marginalizes who you are. And it facilitates the advance of a pro-growth and pro-security conservative policy. And that's what I want to see here. I don't want to see you here. I don't want to see you here. Go cry. Go cry. Every time there's going to be an election, you're probably going to be fewer and fewer of you. So pretty soon we won't hear any crying. Please continue. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. starting at under $40. Check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility. Stay tuned because very shortly I've got a review coming on the urban or on the assaulter belt. I don't know if it's the urban assaulter belt now. Mine in my color, the gray one, looks urban. So, you know, that's what's coming. So check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Words like carnage, urban war zone, the most violent U.S. city. They are, unfortunately, commonplace alluding to Chicago these days. The Windy City, like virtually all big cities in the U.S., has a raw underbelly of crime-ridden areas. These areas are laden with joblessness and lawlessness, which creates a breeding ground for alternative sources of income and crime. Gangs of the criminal element flourish in communities where underemployment or unemployment continues to prevail. Kids, teens, and adults make poor decisions, which unfortunately leads to fatal consequences, intended or not. This past Wednesday, during a meeting to kick off African American History Month, Trump once again made reference about the continuing violence in Chicago. President, acknowledging that although Chicago seems to be doing the right thing to fight crime, said they still don't have a solution to gain a grasp of on the situation. And he reiterated that the possibility of the federal government to step in still exists. Referring to solving the issue with federal assistance, Trump said, "We're going to have to do something. What's happening in Chicago should not be happening in this country." Errol Scott, pastor from Cleveland, Ohio, and a Trump supporter, attended that meeting. He mentioned he was talking with Chicago gang members, was trying to negotiate a meeting with them to curb the violence by providing them with social programs. The president supported Scott's efforts, saying it's a great idea. There seems to be a true desire within the administration to eliminate violent crime from rising in Chicago. And by all appearances, a whatever-it-takes attitude seems to be the consensus within all levels of government. And if the violent crime statistics for January are any indication of what is in store for 2017, violence will be on the uptick for Chicago this coming year. The Chicago districts of Englewood, Harrison, and Austin account for approximately half of all murders. These communities need more attention, and action is required immediately. Chicago Police Department's Superintendent Eddie Johnson announced the launching of intelligence centers in both Harrison and Englewood. They're going to beta test new technologies that will hopefully increase officer response time to calls regarding shots fired. The only problem I have with this is that they have used social media in recent times to pinpoint within a certain block grid square where all this stuff is happening and where all these people are. So all these new beta tests they're doing and everything else, this is, for me, this is wasted time, you know. Far be it from me to talk to some bureaucrat about how they're spending money. Utilizing smartphone technology, each officer will be equipped to receive data that will allow them to improve how quickly they can identify and arrive at crime scene locations. Maybe these new technological advancements will assist in decreasing violent crime. If nothing else, it begins the process of trying to identify more robust solutions that would hopefully remedy this problem facing one of the most vivacious and exuberant cities in America. And we should all be a little optimistic about this. Yet, in a perfect world, crimes wouldn't occur, but this is the real world. And in the real world, people make their own choices, and they are responsible for those choices. And some people make the choice of a lifestyle of crime. And this, I'm saying this because this gets to the root issue Chicago and other cities currently face. Targeting solutions that could inspire change in criminal behavior is tantamount to effective change. And the technology of reducing officer response time seems to be one solution that is headed in the right direction. But it should go without saying that those who do commit violent crimes against humanity need to accept the repercussions of their actions through consequences. However, Congressman Luis Gutierrez has implied that the cause of this violence stems from the NRA. He's remarked that the NRA, who has done nothing more than ensure the Second Amendment is upheld, has caused all the carnage by fighting against gun control. This is the same gun control that is constitutionally in violation of the rights of every law-abiding citizen. And this goes along with the insane notion that the criminal obeys the law, and by definition they don't. The law-abiding deserve to protect themselves against this criminal element. You know, I run around carrying a gun all the time, and a firearm is a gun, a revolver, a pistol, a rifle, or a shotgun. A weapon is used during an act of violence to intentionally, with malice, forethought, or sometimes negligence, inflict bodily harm or death. A knife, a rope, hands, broken glass, a brick, or a vehicle can be used as a weapon, not just guns. And Gutierrez misleads people even when the facts are blatantly obvious. A gun does not point itself or pull its own trigger. What Chicago is facing is a true deplorable. And I hope that they find some sort of resolution really quick. But gun control is not the answer. They have it in bushel loads there. That's not the answer. Identifying human dilemmas that cause violent criminal behavior and creating solutions to address these problems is where a solution exists. You got to go to the root problem. Criminal behavior is the problem, not the tools they use in which to carry out their unlawful act. Sooner you figure that out, and the sooner you act that way, the better off we'll be. In the meantime, while you're out there, you know, getting out there and saying, well, you know, it's the NRA's fault because they resist our efforts at gun control. If the NRA went along with what they said, the crime in Chicago would simply get worse. That's the reality of that situation. That's the only reality of that situation. When we get back, 15 actionable tips for staying safe during times of civil unrest. You and I already know how to deal with this thing. We'll see what else we can bring to the forefront for those of you who may be uninitiated. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
To you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last, starting at under $40. Check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yes, it is. Quality is the difference. The indestructibility of it, that makes a bit of a difference, too. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. While I am thinking about it, come Monday, I have to go to be considered for jury duty. So very likely I will spend, I'm almost certain I'm going to get kicked out, which is fine with me, but it's going to be, I'll be there some hours. So they're probably, I'm almost certain it's going to be a rebroadcast on Monday, just because I will be doing my, my civic duty, unless I could talk now, I don't know if the guys from the Polite Society would want to run the show or not. I'll figure something out. I guess it really comes down to which would you guys rather have, a rebroadcast or a live host. But anyway, that's Monday. Whatever happens, it's not going to be me, because I'll be sitting around waiting my turn, going, and when they say, tell us your name and what you do. Well, you know, it's not going to go well. Since Mr. Trump became the president, America has gone from bad to worse as far as violence goes. Mob violence, leftist mob violence, riots, and outright targeting of people by domestic terror groups like Antifa, Communists, Black Lives Matter, the other Soros-funded far-left groups, isn't to be taken lightly. We saw Berkeley blow up. You know, essentially, we've seen every major urban city on the both coasts explode with violence. And until these jobless, bandana-wearing, women-beating losers get arrested, well, America's urban centers will continue to see violence as they continue to rage against freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, and, well, just, you know, freedom. And, you know, we can look at some of the actions from the past weeks and, you know, hats burning and people trampling on things. And don't snitch ever. Put down your cell phones and participate. This is some of the stuff we're seeing out there. Here's a tweet, media colleague. It's warned not to record violent anti-Trump protests. At least one media crew attacked last night. What else? Very disturbing to see a woman punched in the face at Edmonton protest yesterday. What else we got? See some other stuff. Behold, fascist version of free speech at that bastion of tolerance. Milo, be flattered. They fear you. Here's a female Trump supporter, bloodied and beaten, right? You know, when she met the peaceful and tolerant liberal leftist punks. There's another one right there. They will beat you if you don't conform to their ways, and they're the ones who call conservatives Nazis. Get the idea. You get it? You get it? Are you getting it? I think you might be getting it. I hope you're getting it. Now, very simple for me and you to go out there as, you know, who we are and do what we could do, what we're capable of doing. So what should we do, though, if we're somewhere where one of these riots breaks out? Now, here's some things I put together, and I'm bringing this to you with a varied background. I'm not in law enforcement, but I hang out with law enforcement. I listen to law enforcement. I hang out with weapons experts. I hang out with martial artists. I've hung out with special ops guys, and I train every weekend as often as I can with a SWAT team member. So how would you survive a riot? Number one, don't go near it. And if you don't have to be there, don't. You don't have to worry about honor, about putting yourself in harm's way. Honor is, it's a concept that doesn't apply when you're facing a mob. Okay? Especially if you can get you and yours away from it without being involved in it. Number two, situational awareness. That is a given. You should always know what's going on around you. If something looks like it's bad, you're probably right. Listen to your gut instincts and go. Everyday carry. If you live in a free state, carrying a pistol is not going to be that hard to do. You also need to carry at least an extra magazine, although here of late I've been carrying double stacks. I've either been carrying since I've been training with it so much here lately, I've been carrying the SIG P320 with two 17-round spare magazines. Small pocket knife, flashlight, all concealed all the time. Now, if something begins to happen, don't panic. Do not panic. Panic doesn't help. Rational thinking does. Don't freak out, but don't freeze and wait for a beatdown. You need to act, and you need to act quickly, which brings us, to the next point. The OODA loop. If you're a military guy or anyone who's received any kind of tactical training, you may have heard of the OODA loop, or OODA loop, as I call it. It stands for Observe, Orient, Decide, and Act. And it has to do with how you handle yourself in a high-stress or crisis situation. So basically, it means that you assess the situation. You weigh your options, and you make a decision. And, you know, you'll check out John Boyd's writings on it. You'll get some good stuff out of that. You need to know that you're not safe. That's number six. Run. And this is the best option. If you can run, do it. Run away and do not stop until you're sure you're safe. Number eight, do not wait for the police. Because you don't know, in Baltimore, the police were pulled back. in the L.A. riots, the police were pulled back. The police are outmanned. Don't wait for them because they may not be coming to. If you need to, join in. If you can't get out or get away and see no option, join in. Take off your Trump hat, blend into the crowd, only for as long as you have to get out and get where you need to be. Number 10, do not look like a target. Cowards in masks attack targets. That's what cowards do. So don't look like one. Master all that look, you know, master that awareness. Number 11, if you need to, hide. Not that bad that you have to get out of there and there's a safe place to go for a lockdown. Never, number 12, never get backed into a corner. If you get put up against a wall or backed into a corner with a mob of violent morons coming at you, you're going to take a beating, so don't do it. Evade, evade, evade. And if you do have that happen, maybe it's time to draw. Number 13, if you can, stay in a pack. Number 14, this is very important in today's world. Never start a fight, but do know how to finish one. If you're not already, you need to get trained. Number 15, never brandish a weapon. This is the last resort. If you're carrying a weapon, whether it's a gun or a knife or an asp, you have to genuinely fear for your life and or the life of others if you were to legally use it. Weapons are tools that you use when you need to. This is not being Rambo, and no matter how you think a shootout will go down, it won't go down that way. You're not in the movies. If you have to fight, learn how to fight with your weapon. Sometimes you might not need to draw, but if you do, be sure you've been trained and know how to do it. Just some friendly advice as we go about our day in the 2017 America. So, we'll be coming up next. What do we got next? We're going to talk about Trump and what he thinks we should do since the Louvre attack, which is good advice. This is Lock and Load.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and so many different ways to set this stuff up that it is truly like a set of Legos. But this is G-Code. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. I'm going to completely disregard what I told you about what we're going to talk about next, and we're going to go to something else instead. Simply because I have been a Uber driver, and there's probably some of you that are Uber drivers right now. When I was an Uber driver on more than, well, twice I thought I was in a situation where I was about to have to defend myself. Now, I was prepared to do that because while Uber doesn't want you to have a gun on you when you're doing the Ubering, I decided that since I owned the car and I wasn't their employee, I'd do what I wanted. Doesn't always work out that way, though. A recent rash of attacks on Uber and Lyft drivers raises questions regarding the safety of these gig economy workers. Drivers must often work under dangerous circumstances, including chauffeuring complete strangers, many of whom are intoxicated and need a designated driver to unfamiliar destinations at all times of the day and night, which is a really accurate way of looking at what they do. You get notified on your phone app that somebody wants you to come pick them up. If you're doing it in the evening, that means you're probably picking up somebody who's inebriated at best. Now, rideshare drivers and other gig workers who interact with the public are concerned for their safety. They have described the uncertainty of their job conditions, including having no background information on their customers is giving them the creeps because you never know who you're going to pick up. And there is a good reason for this concern. There have been several well-publicized attacks on gig workers that have occurred during the recent holiday season and have continued during the new year. And some of these attacks included the use of weapons by customers. Now, the gig economy often looks to the two biggest companies in this developing landscape for guidance when it comes to thorny questions of policy. Uber, laughing, and I consider this to be a laugh, okay? Because they currently prohibit both their drivers and passengers from carrying firearms while using the service. And any violators may lose access to the company's services. Lyft has a nearly identical policy. Given the way Uber conducts their business, I think that's sort of a stupid position to take, but that's all beside the point. Given the hazardous work environment and the lack of information provided to their customers or on their customers, should other gig companies follow suit and adopt similar policies, or should they adopt their own rules and allow workers to carry concealed weapons where permitted by state law? Given the recent increase in workplace shootings, several clients have asked whether they should permit their employees with a concealed permit to carry their gun to work. But most clients have brick-and-mortar facilities with lobbies, doors, and windows. Some even have on-site security presences. We generally recommend that those employers develop specific training based on their work setting, location, and security layout, and analyze situations given, you know, involving employee travel, working alone, or interacting with guests in a remote or unsupervised location. Most are not counseled to have a gun. In the event of an armed intruder having more guns on site, they believe poses a greater risk than having a place in robust response, having in place robust response such incidents, including the following the popular run, hide, and fight, which is run, hide, and die. Rideshare companies often partner up with people that are operating in a very unsecure environment at all times, day and night, with no time restrictions as to when their services may be used. There are no lobbies or walls or on-site security. Gig companies have very little control over their patrons, and they know almost nothing about their past, including their criminal history. And as seen as a recent increase in attacks, the uncertainty of customers' backgrounds can be hazardous to a gig worker. Requiring a background check for customers would be an onerous and likely infeasible task. They already gather enough information to find out how to get them paid. They get paid that way. Customer use would likely decrease dramatically if this information was required before using gig services. So this leaves a few options, very few options for ride-sharing companies and similar services. Now, it may not be the best option for everyone, but allowing those who have successfully passed background checks and have obtained a concealed carry permit under applicable state law could be an option depending on the specific situation. Providing training on self-defense and situational awareness may also be helpful. These options may help workers protect themselves from violent customers. So, why aren't they doing that, you would ask? Well, first of all, the reason that rideshare is so big is because there's a lot of people out of work. So they go into it. In certain cities, you can make a lot of money doing Uber or Lyft. Problem is, it's not at every city. And the other problem is this. There's no phone number for you to call if you're a Uber driver. If you're in a big city, you can actually go to a building and, you know, speak to them there. But, I mean, for somebody like me, and I live in the upstate of South Carolina, which is a fairly affluent area for state, and there's nobody to call. There's a Facebook group that you can contact. The other problem is this. Uber does not pay very well. In my estimation, by the time you get done calculating certain things that, in some cases, you may end up losing money because they want you to keep your car clean. They want you to, you know, you gotta spend your own money in gas and everything else. And that's part and parcel of the gig, if you will. But why or who do they think they are to tell somebody who's driving their car? They're not driving a company vehicle. Now, if it was a company vehicle, that changes everything as far as I'm concerned. But if they're not driving a company vehicle, who do they think they are? Who? And that's my question. I see no redeeming features to this idea of being helpless so as to not upset the masters of Uber. None. None whatsoever. So, when the question comes up, what can these services do to protect workers? They can allow the workers who have taken the time and been vetted and already been proven to be the safest, most law-abiding people in the United States today to carry their lawfully concealed weapon. And then things change. Now, if you're going to do that, then you may need to actually train on how to get out of a car really quick, because most of these attacks are going to take place. I've seen one where a guy reached across near the headrest and everything started slamming the guy. And a lot of these people are going to be dumb, of course, but you may want to get some pepper spray and everything else for the lesser threats. And, I mean, by all means, hose them down. Because at the end of the day, if I had not told you I worked for Uber, you would never have known it. So if all of a sudden I shoot somebody while defending my life, and guess what? I have an obligation to do that. Because everybody that is here where I live, when I leave, expects me to come back. So if that happens, and I no longer get to drive for Uber, okie doke, I haven't lost, here in this area where I live, I haven't lost anything. I haven't lost anything. I know some people that make pretty good money at it. I haven't ever sat down and picked their brains as to why they're able to do it, and I can't. Let's just say I tried it, I enjoyed it, the people were nice, I'm not doing it no more. But I did have two occasions where I thought I was going to pull something out and start sending some lead down a festive flight downrange and head towards some bodies, but that did not quite work out the way it was going. We're going to look at who's funding some of these riots in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.